This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. U.S. Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. And second, I'm going to give you the answer to that pop quiz. What are the worst-run states and best-run states in the United States of America? Not in a one-year period, because that can change, but over the last 15 years, since 2006. The most caller-friendly show in the United States of America, 833-WAR-TALK is the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. We love when you call. We've got a caller on right now, and I'll take him in a sec. I do want to remind you, though, the sponsor of this entire show is the U.S. Gold Bureau. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins. You heard me right, 100. You know, like 99 plus 1. So you start off your coin collection with 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins, investment quality, and you get them at dealer cost. They'll send you the receipt. You'll see exactly what they paid for them. It includes free shipping, 100% free delivery insurance, the phone call, of course, free. Order today, and you also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order, so you can hold 500 coins in your whole collection. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. What a great day for gold today. Up almost $30 a share. $30 an ounce, I should say. $30 an ounce. 800-885-GOLD. Gold is on a tear right now because people are scared to death of the stock market. So you want to own gold. It's wealth insurance. 800-885-GOLD. Gold or silver. Whenever I say gold, it's the blanket term for precious metals, gold or silver. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. We've got an old standby who has not called in a long time, Deplorable Gary on the line. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing great. I congratulate you. I just want to put my 2 cents worth in about this inflation and the Fed raising interest rates. Don't get me wrong, I'm not playing devil's advocate. I just want to know the other side of the coin. Capitalism is great. But I'm going to give a big, loud shout-out to Southwest Gas that wants to raise prices by 9%. And, you know, this inflation stuff can be contagious because one person starts raising prices and rents are going up, this is going up, food's going up, and that gives the Fed an excuse that they have to do that. So I never went to college, but I know that much. And ask everybody to stop it, knock it off with the inflation already, because all you're doing is giving fuel to Democrats and socialists. And I thank you, and I'm always listening. Thank you.
All right, Gary, appreciate it. You sound good, by the way. Hope you're healthy. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio. We love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Gary's call all the time. We haven't heard from him a lot lately, but I told you that I promised you, actually, that I was going to give you this answer to the worst-run states and the best-run states in the United States. So here are, for the year 2016, which is the latest year for which data is available, the top five most fiscally sound states in order. Nebraska, 100% Republican red state. South Dakota, 100% red Republican state. Tennessee, just about 100% Republican red state. Florida, which is generally always a red state. And Oklahoma, which is 100% Republican red state. That's your top five states in the year 2016 that are most fiscally sound run. The five worst states, from the absolute bottom out of 50 states, Illinois, just absolutely deep, deep blue Democrat state. Connecticut, deep, deep blue Democratic state. New Jersey, deep, deep blue Democratic state with the highest property taxes in the nation. Massachusetts, otherwise known as Taxachusetts, deep, deep blue. with among the worst taxes in the nation, and Kentucky, the only one that's generally a Republican state among the five worst states at, you know, keeping fiscal order and fiscal sanity. And I don't know why a Republican state, Kentucky, made that list. I have no idea. But now, let's look at the best states from 2006 to 2016. So this is a 10-plus year run. Over a 10-year period, over a decade, the best states, the ones that are the most fiscally sound states. Number one is South Dakota, Republican red. Number two is Tennessee, Republican red. Number three is Nebraska, Republican red. Number four is Florida, basically Republican red. Number five is Utah, 100% Republican red. Number six is Alaska, 100% Republican red. Number seven is Oklahoma, 100% Republican red. Number nine is Wyoming, 100% Republican red. Or I say number eight, Wyoming. Number nine is New Hampshire, that used to be always Republican and now is a very divided purple state, but certainly not a liberal state. And number 10 is Montana, which used to be a blue state in the Mountain West, but has turned pretty red lately, generally red. So, I mean, every good state that's run fiscally sound is a Republican red state, with the exception of New Hampshire, which is also pretty libertarian slash Republican, but not always red, sometimes blue. So it's a purple state. Now we come to the worst states in the last 10 years. Number one is Illinois. I mean, it doesn't get any deeper blue than that. Number two is California. Doesn't get any deeper blue than that. Number three is Massachusetts. Doesn't get any deeper blue than that. This is the third worst. Number four worst, New Jersey. Doesn't get any deeper blue than that. Number five is Kentucky. Again, I don't know why Kentucky keeps making this list. Somehow they just don't know how to get their financial state in order. And even with Republican senators and Republican governors, and I assume a Republican legislature, Kentucky is a bankrupt state on this list of states that are horrible. But that's your top five of the worst. Number six worst, Connecticut, all blue. Number seven, Hawaii, all blue. Number eight, New Mexico, generally a purple state but leans blue. Number 9, New York, 100% blue. And number 10, Rhode Island, maybe even worse than Hawaii, the most blue state in America. Every state on that list, except for Kentucky, of horribly run states, is a blue Democratic state run by nothing but Democrats. And let's see what they sum up, this actual group that did the study, the Tax Foundation. Of the 10 states that show up most frequently at the bottom of the list since 2006, 9 are solid blue states. Just what I said, other than Kentucky. Of the 10 states with the consistently best record, all but one are solidly red states. There you go. I was right. Montana has become a red state. So all that's left is New Hampshire, and it's a purple state. It's not a blue state. As another commonality, as it turns out, states in the worst fiscal shape tend to impose the highest tax rates in the nation. Six of the 10 states that consistently show up as the least fiscally solvent rank in the top 10 for highest taxes as a share of income, according to the Tax Foundation. And of the 10 most fiscally sound states, all but one impose below average tax burdens on their residents. So let's look again what they're saying. Of the six of the 10 states that show up as the worst, least fiscally solvent states, Illinois, very high taxes. California, very high taxes. Massachusetts, very high taxes. New Jersey, very high taxes. Kentucky, I have no idea what their tax rate is. Connecticut, very high taxes. Hawaii, very high taxes. New Mexico, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know what their taxes are. New York, very high taxes. Rhode Island, very high taxes. So everything on that list of the worst run states has the highest taxes. So it doesn't do you any good to tax people at a high level. It does not. Common ingredients. So if it's not tax revenues, what makes a state fiscally sound or not? What the Mercatus data shows is that it's the result of years of overspending and overpromising, mostly to unionized government workers by Democratic leaders. Take a look at Illinois, which ranks dead last in the most recent report. According to Mercatus, the Prairie State doesn't have enough cash to cover short-term obligations. Its revenues only cover 92% of expenses. The state has long-term liabilities more than three times as large as its total assets. Illinois' unfunded pension liability was almost $446 billion in 2016. That's equal to 67% of the state's total personal income. Whereas Nebraska, which ranks at the top of the best, has plenty of cash on hand, has little long-term liabilities, lower than average taxes, and lower than average spending as a share of income. Unlike Illinois, Nebraska has just $20 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. Who respects taxpayers? Indeed, every state at the bottom of the Mercatus ranking has enormous and growing pension liabilities. See, it's always about government employees, and I've said this on the show again and again and again. You can't afford to pay every government employee $100,000 a year, even the ones that are heroes. Unfunded pension liabilities more than doubled in New Jersey over those 10 years. They tripled in Illinois and Kentucky. So Kentucky pays their government workers too much. Financially sound states, in contrast, have kept their pension liabilities low, tend to not spend more than they take in, and have plenty of cash on hand. Or to put it another way, the best-run states show great respect for taxpayers, greater respect for taxpayers than the worst-run states. What does this say about Democrat and Republican priorities? Boy, it says it all. There it is, man. It says it all. All right, so I managed to go through a whole show without mentioning the panhandle, and that's something I've got to get to. There's so much to talk about and so much more still to talk about, but we have to talk about the Florida panhandle because the hurricane there, Hurricane Michael, was just devastating. It was terrifying. At least two people are dead, so that's good. I mean, that's so low of a total is good. Not if you're one of those two people, not if they're your relatives, if they're your father, if they're your daughter. No, it's never good that somebody dies, anyone dies. But when you think of what could have happened, there could have been hundreds dead, thousands dead. In any other country in the world, there would have been thousands. That's what makes America go so great. You know, when you hear about all these tragedies in other countries, it's thousands dead. Or millions. There's been several tragedies in the history of China where millions of people died in one tragedy. We just had one of the worst hurricanes in the history of America, and there's two people dead. But the devastation on the ground is mind-boggling. Widespread damage from 155-mile-per-hour winds. A reporter from the Tampa Bay Times ventured to Mexico Beach early Thursday, finding the town almost impassable. Destroyed homes, staircases leading to doors suspended 10 feet in the air with nothing on the other side, entire structures washed away, refrigerators and toilets and piles of soggy furniture strewn all over the ground. Wow. One couple was looking for their mother's portable oxygen machine. Another man was shining a flashlight from his balcony as alarms sounded and fires burned. Rescue teams are out trying to save these poor people. I have no words. Aerial footage shows a trail of devastation. The head of FEMA said, I have no words to describe what I saw. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 24
35 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My voice is strong, baby. Hours and hours of talking every day and doing business. And followed by 3 hours of radio and TV. And I was born with a fairly hoarse voice. So, I mean, there's no way I was ever going to make it through 3 hours a day of radio. I started with 1 hour a day of radio. And then I expanded to 2 hours a day of radio. Then 3 hours a day of radio. And now it's 3 hours of radio plus an hour of TV plus 8 hour Sunday filming a fantasy football show where I'm the host for major TV consumption. So all I could tell you is thank God for my doctor suggests. All my problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. I've gone through 2.5 years on the radio without ever missing an hour due to a sore throat. My throat is now a workhorse. And that's where my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver destroys the bacteria, the viruses, the yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and a lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I demand you try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. Try them out. I'm telling you, there's nothing at the supermarket checkout line, nothing at the drugstore that compares. I've tried them all, and nothing ever saved my voice before. I used to get hoarse badly and not be able to talk for a day or two before I did a three-hour radio show. Now I do a three-hour radio show, and my voice toughs it out, man. It's in great shape because my doctor suggests. So call them now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Thank you for saving Wayne Root's voice. Thank you for making Wayne Root's voice great again. All right. We got a caller on the line, Willie from Kentucky. Willie was on yesterday, and And he's from the area that, you know, I just reported on as being the only Republican red state that has major fiscal problems and is very poorly rated. Out of the top 10, 9 deep blue Democrat states and 1 Republican red state, Kentucky. And I could not understand why. Maybe Willie can shed some insights. Willie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Willie, are you there? Willie? There you go.
Hello, hello.
Hey, there you go. How are you?
Wayne, I heard what you're saying there. Reason we're in the worst state is because we had a Democratic governor before we got Matt Bevin here. We had Steve Beshear for 2 terms. And he was a Democrat. So, and he turned around. When I got out of the penitentiary, they made me sign up on Obamacare, or I violated my parole, and I'd have to go back if I didn't have insurance. And they even tried making me take food stamps. They didn't make me take them, but they was trying to force them on me. I never been in a food stamp office in my life. And I didn't know what it was like, you know. And they said, do you want these? I said, no, I don't want those. Do you want health insurance? I said, I'll get it when I get a job. And they wasn't having it. They made me sign up on government insurance, and they wanted to make me take food stamps. So that's why our state's broke, is because the implements that our Steve Beshear put into our state, and now we've got so much spending going on, we're afraid that our Republican governor's trying to slow it down, but he's scared to, because he's afraid he ain't going to get reelected again, because we've got spending out of control.
Right.
So
I get it. I needed to know what was going on down in Kentucky. I'm glad you told me what was going on down there. Hopefully Bevin's got it under control. That's got to be the plan, because, man, you guys are right at the bottom of the whole country, and you're the only Republican state that's like that. So we got to turn that around. Are you still there, Willie? I guess we lost him. All right, thank you, Willie. Let's talk about some other news today. Kanye West certainly is in the news. Before I get to Kanye, I want to talk about another poll that confirms Ted Cruz has a big lead over Beto O'Rourke in Texas. Another poll's out. It is the New York Times Siena poll, and Cruz has a 54-45 lead. That's good. Miami House race, once seen as an easy Democratic pickup, tightens. Florida's highly competitive 27th congressional district seat, long held by a Cuban-American Republican Congresswoman Alina Ross Leighton, is up for grabs for the first time in 3 decades, and the majority Hispanic district spans large portions of Miami, where you might expect them to vote Democrat. For the first time in 3 decades, it's up. All eyes are on this close race. Democrats considered it among the easiest midterm pickups in the country after Hillary Clinton won the district in 2016 by a 20-point margin over Donald Trump. But Fox News midterm power rankings see the matchup as lean Democrat. It's a very close race. Despite widespread name recognition, her first run for office, Donna Shalala, the Democratic candidate, is in a surprisingly tight race against less-known GOP opponent Maria Elvira Salazar. Salazar is well-known in the district as relating with voters, a majority of whom are Hispanic. And she's giving Shalala a run for the money. Another great example of Republicans doing well in all these races. If we were to win this Hispanic district, we're going to hold the United States House. We're absolutely going to. So let's root for the GOP. Wayne Allen Root, War Now.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
The Dow lost over 1,300 points in the last 2 days. Economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, Peter Morici, joined Fox Business to talk about the Fed Reserve.
Yeah, the Fed chairman is a lawyer.
Bingo.
So he's basically doing this off Cliff Notes, and he's having macroeconomists from Johns Hopkins whisper in their ears. Those models are based on historical information. They hardly incorporate the consequences of the financial crisis, globalization, you know, and these kinds of things that we're experiencing now, robots and so forth. They're looking back to see the future. The Fed's got the best rear-view mirror in the world.
Thursday, President Trump had lunch and spoke with Kanye West and NFL Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown. Brown spoke outside the White House after the meeting.
I express my desire to bring a plan along with his plan on how to help people. People need jobs. People need education.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
An historic day. I'm telling you that Donald Trump's message is resonating with Hispanics. And he's going to do really well with Hispanics in November, even though he's not on the actual ticket. I think the Republican ticket, because of our association with Trump, will do good with Hispanics. And then in 2020, he's going to win in a landslide because he's really won over Hispanics with the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate in history. So what's left? Well, black Americans. And today, Jim Brown, the football player, and Kanye West were sitting in the White House meeting with President Trump. Quite amazing, an historic day. Democrats are losing their minds over it all. Before I get to our esteemed guest, Megan Barth, I want to mention that Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news network. And I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV, and I've got Bill O'Reilly three nights a week on that show. And my viewership has quadrupled since Bill O'Reilly got on the show. He's obviously a very famous man. Not only is he number one in cable news on American television for 16 years in a row, unheard of, but on top of that, he sold 17 million books in his Killing series, 14 number one bestsellers. The guy is amazing. He's a legend, and I got him three nights a week. His comeback on national TV is on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So if you don't get Newsmax TV on your cable system, like right here in Vegas, we don't have it on Cox, you can watch us on DirecTV or Dish TV, but you can't get us on cable in Las Vegas. Most people have Cox Cable. There's another cable system that's only in about 20% of households. This one's in 80. And that one does, in fact, have Newsmax TV. But if you are on a cable system that does not have Newsmax and you can't get Wayne Root, just call toll-free 844-500-6397. Write this down, 844-500-6397, and that'll be Newsmax, and they'll connect you. They'll ask for your zip code, and they'll connect you to whoever your cable operator is, cable system is in your area, and you can tell them, I demand you pick up Newsmax TV with my hero, Wayne Allyn Root, or I'm going to switch to DirecTV or Dish TV. I'm just not doing it anymore. If you don't get Wayne Root Newsmax up there, 844-500-6397. With that, we got Megan most of the year, 9 months a year or so, 9 or 10 months, we get her in studio live. But she's up in, wow, I'm hearing a weird reverb. I'm hearing everything I say come back at me. She's up in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, right? Is that where you are, Megan?
Yeah, I'm specifically in Incline Village, which is North Shore.
Yeah, no, I know Incline very well. The Hyatt, that's a beautiful hotel up there.
Yeah, I can walk there. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a beautiful area. ReaganBabe.com is your website, as well as MediaEqualizer.com, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. And we'll settle for taking her on the phone, because it's great to have Megan on the show. How are you, Megan?
I'm doing well. I'll be home in a couple weeks and be back in studio with you, because as you know, and we both agree, we have a lot of great chemistry when we're together in studio. We can play off one another, so I'm looking forward to coming back.
Oh, I know why you're coming back. It's just simply you're up there for the beautiful summer. You hate the hot heat of Vegas, and it's getting freezing, and it's probably already snowing a little bit up there, if I know Tahoe. I know it snowed a little bit in Park City, Utah, my favorite place, in the last few days. But have you gotten snow up there at all in Tahoe?
A little bit at the higher elevations, but nothing that really stuck. But it is going to get to the 20s and 30s coming up here, so it's anticipated. And you're exactly right. When it falls below 60, I'm cold.
Yeah. Well, when we had the Vegas Massacre last year, I happened to be on a four-day trip to Park City, Utah, and I was at the highest elevation. I was in a beautiful home at the top of the mountain, and we had a blizzard the same morning, October 1st, of the Vegas Massacre. That morning, we were just snowed in. I mean, it wouldn't stop snowing. It must have been 6 inches on the ground. So it can snow in those mountain communities, even as early as early October. And that was October 1st. Amazing. All right. Kanye West, I think, is just changing the world. You know, I don't know that I was ever a fan of Kanye West, but I guess he's a little bit strange, a little bit crazy, but I guess I'm becoming a fan now because he's really making inroads in the black community on behalf of Donald Trump. I think Trump is doing very well with Hispanics now, and that's going to be a big difference in this election. And if Kanye and Jim Brown and people like them continue to work on the black community for the next 2 years, I think Trump wins in a massive landslide in 2020. What say you?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. The only thing I do disagree with that is that he's crazy. I think he's eccentric, and I think many people of his wealth and stature and his success do have some eccentricities. But the left wants you to believe now that he is crazy. And that's what they're labeling him, because he's left the left plantation. And he is broken free from groupthink. He is embracing individual thought. He actually said he absolutely loves this president, gave him a big hug. And Candace Owens tweeted out today that they have a big surprise coming as she was standing with him. And I do believe that he will probably take the campaign trail, much like Trump, maybe go to a few rallies. And that's exactly what we need. It's kind of like the Great Awakening. And that's why the Democrats are so terrified. They have had a monopoly on the black community. Prior to them, they're kind of reverting back to their racist roots, right? You watched Don Lemon yesterday laugh as many on his panel, two other black Democrats, referred to Kanye West as a token Negro. They referred to him as illiterate. And this is exactly what the Democrats do. They destroy anybody who dares challenge their groupthink. And if they lose 10% of the black vote, if they only get 80% of the black vote, they are going to have a very hard time winning general elections and even state elections.
No question. I think it's very clear that when you see the approval rating of Donald Trump in the black community, he could wind up with far more than 10% of the black vote. He could wind up in the 20s or even in the low 30s. And if that were to happen, then it's game, set, match. Democratic Party's finished.
That's why the Democrats now have shunned American citizens, including the black community, in favor of illegal aliens. They see that their new voting bloc, their new dependency bloc, is within the within illegal aliens.
Right.
And I think blacks are realizing this. I mean, they see how, you know, illegal immigration destroys wages. They have seen how illegal immigration also destroys education and destroys their communities, because it's directly tied with many of the gangs that have infiltrated Kanye West's hometown, for example, of Chicago. And so one thing I also was watching when I was watching the Kanye, Jim Brown, Donald Trump news presser, so to speak, you know, Kanye had mentioned that he was not necessarily for stop and frisk, even though Donald Trump said he was for stop and frisk. And then Donald Trump says, I have an open mind about it. And this is exactly the type of leadership that we would expect from Donald Trump, somebody that has an open mind. We can't forget that the Clintons, actually, Bill Clinton jailed more young black men than any other president due to his three strikes law and some other laws that he had passed. And so, you know, I think that the more and more Kanye West speaks, the more hatred we're going to see leveled towards him from the Democrats on the left, from the mainstream media, and even Shep Smith on Fox News is very, I would say, disrespectful and condescending to someone like Kanye.
Well, no surprise. I mean, look, I'm a Jewish American, and I talk all the time about my love for Trump and how I believe he's the finest guy for Israel and for the Jews of any president in the history of America. And I know that to be true because in Israel they believe that. Every Israeli Jew that I meet says he's the greatest president of our lifetime and probably the greatest president ever. In Israel, they're naming train stations after him. They're naming a soccer team after him. They're naming highway exits after him. They love Donald Trump. He's the greatest thing to ever happen to Jews. And I state things like this, and the result is I get so much hate mail, and I swear to you, I'm not kidding, almost every single letter of hate mail from some crazy liberal, every single one of them is signed by someone with a Jewish name. Every one of them. I'm hated by Jews because I'm a Jew who's telling the truth about Donald Trump and trying to get Jews off the plantation. And so when you try and get Hispanics off the plantation and blacks off the plantation and Jews off the plantation, it causes a lot of friction. And the people who are still on the plantation, stuck in the old way of thinking, who are just, you know, enslaved by literally democratic thought that, you know, that leaves them poor and inconsequential and insignificant and forever living in inner cities that, you know, with no chance to go anywhere where you get shot, just sticking your head above, you know, out the window at 6 o'clock at night when it gets dark. If you want to live like that, then you could live like that the rest of your life. But, you know, there are people out there in the black community, Hispanic, and now way rid of the Jews who are trying to, you know, literally elevate you above the plantation thinking and get you off of that ghetto. So, you know, what's called the Jewish ghetto is the Warsaw ghetto. Do you always want to think the same way? I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't work. It doesn't get you anywhere. So I think it's great that Kanye's doing what he's doing. I think it's great that that Hispanics are figuring this out. And I think, you know, I do believe there are more and more Jews who are waking up every single day. Because how could you not see this guy, what he's done for Israel and putting Jerusalem as the capital, putting our United Nations, you know, our diplomatic residence in Jerusalem, you know, telling the Palestinians to get out of Washington, D.C., kick them out of their residence in Washington. How do you see this and be Jewish and not love Donald Trump? I have no clue. Let's move on to some other topics. San Francisco, this is a wild topic. San Francisco school board president drops the Pledge of Allegiance at school in favor of quotes from black authors Maya Angelou, Toni Morrison, and the gay pioneer Harvey Milk in response to Trump attacking our liberties. You want to expand on that crazy story, Megan Barth?
Sure, yes. This is from Daily Mail, and I picked it up from Melanie Morgan of Stop the Scalping. But new president dropped the Pledge of Allegiance in response to Trump attacking our liberty. And I hear the music, so we can probably cover a little bit more after.
Yeah, we'll finish when we get back. The music means we'll save it for the next segment. Megan Barth will remain with us. She'll hang through the break, and we'll have more on the other side, because you do not want to miss this story. San Francisco dropping the Pledge of Allegiance for two black authors and a gay pioneer, Harvey Milk. That's more important than the Pledge of Allegiance, because they're so offended by Trump attacking our liberties. I can't wait to hear more about this from Megan Barth. These people in San Francisco have lost their way and lost their mind. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Megan Barth right back with us. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all of the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now.
If you're over the age of
bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's War Now. Liberty Healthcare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know healthcare in this country is a disaster. It's unaffordable. And even if you can't afford it, it covers nothing and leaves you with the bill. There's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. If you believe that, stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your healthcare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time. 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year, 3 months away from doing that. So I've saved $36,000 over 2 years. Could you use an extra $36,000? If you can, call 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us, as we do every Thursday. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com are her websites, and we're getting back on that topic of the San Francisco School Board president who drops the Pledge of Allegiance. Fill us in on the story, Megan.
Newly elected president Stephen Cook, I think his name is, skipped the Pledge of Allegiance on Tuesday before a school board meeting, and he read a quote from Maya Angelou, and he is going to read quotes and text by Harvey Milk, Toni Morrison, James Baldwin.
Hey, Megan, you're going in and out. You got to keep your face right up against that phone because you're going out as you read it, so just be careful.
Okay. Cook noted that he removed this ceremonial exercise at a time when the Trump administration has been attacking our liberties. He said, we should stand for these liberties because these are important to me. To speak them is another thing. He said there's a lot of ways to express gratitude and appreciation for the country and its citizens. This is how I plan to do that. When asked by a reporter if he was like another Bay Area figure who stood up for what he thought was right, Cook responded, I'm no Colin Kaepernick. Well, must we remind this educator that Colin Kaepernick doesn't stand? And what we're finding out is that Democrats really don't stand for anything. They kneel for the flag. They disrespect our police. They disrespect our country, specifically by wanting open borders. They will not protect our sovereignty, and they certainly are going to attack our liberties. I just don't understand how Trump's attacked anyone's liberties. Again, obviously a Democrat, another Democrat talking point. They stand for nothing, but they certainly are against everything, including our flag and our values.
Well, obviously some people get it and some don't, because there's a famous feminist by the name of Camille Paglia, and she gave an interview today. She gave an interview just today, and she said Trump is on the way to an easy reelection. She said the Democrats have completely overplayed their hand. Camille Paglia, famous feminist, Trump is already headed towards an easy reelection. Democrats have overplayed their hand. She's doing an interview with New York Times columnist Frank Bruni and Watch What Happens Live host Andy Cohen about life in the Trump era, and she gets it. I mean, he is just winning over. What did I say today? I was at the bank opening an account for a new business, and I was talking about how great business is, and the banker said, wow, it is great. And I said, well, you understand Trump's the reason. He said, yeah, of course I understand that. You know, of course I understand. Well, everyone who has a brain gets it, man. Trump makes America go. And I said, well, he's just relentless. You know, all the people that hate him, he's just running them over. And he said, wow, that's an interesting way to look at it. He's just running them over. I said, yeah, exactly. And that's what's going on, man. He just wins over new people every day. And there's just this little core of like 38% of the American public that hates his guts, and they'll never be convinced. They think he's a Nazi. They think he's Hitler. And they just are, they're being passed by. The rest of the country doesn't even see anything you guys are seeing being passed by. What about where you are up in Incline? That's a fairly conservative area, I would think, right?
Well, I mean, we do have a mix, for sure. A lot of independents up here. But more and more women that I've talked to actually hated what the Democrats did to Kavanaugh. Many of them are mothers. Many of them are married. Some of them are single. But I talked to many independent women, specifically three, and they all had the same, they didn't vote for Trump. None of these women voted for Trump. But they certainly hated what the Democrats did to Kavanaugh. And I said, look, ladies, you don't have to love the man, but love the policies. And I've red-pilled a few of them. I'm very happy to say they will be future Trump supporters. And I'm finding out that more and more women, actually because of the Kavanaugh effect, because of how they felt, like I felt, disgusted at the personal destruction and savage attack against Kavanaugh and his family, this presumption of guilt before being proven innocent. More and more, there are more people in this country that want the presumption of innocence. And the Democrats just believe, I think, they've believed or convinced themselves that they're much larger than they are because of their platform. They have the mainstream media to use as their propaganda machine. They can pay for the mob, the violent mob. So they appear much larger than they really are, and I do believe there is going to be a strong red wave in November. There certainly has to be, and let's pray for Nevada.
And a strong red wave for women. And by the way, the latest poll showed Dean Heller in Nevada up by 2, and Adam Laxalt up by 2. And so I think we're going to have a, you know, remember, the polls are always lagging, and the polls are always oversampling Democrats. Our voters don't answer polls. Our voters are too busy. Wayne Root never answers a poll. So I think that might mean we're up by 5 points or more in both of those races. So good things happening. Trump at 50% and Rasmussen right now as we speak for the day today. 50% approval. He was at 44 when he won the election. Megan Barr, thanks for coming on. ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. See you next week.
Anytime. Okay.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, coming right back on Newsmax TV in 10, 9, 8, 7. You get it. In about 5 seconds, you can watch me. Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.